Now, we've got another member of the Arts Blast team. We have Tristan in. Morning, Tristan.
Morning.
How are you? You all right?
Good, thank you.
Now, whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Newport.
You're from Newport? Okay,
yeah.
And you go to Medina?
Yeah.
And you are not... Are you 14?
Yeah, I'm 14.
Okay, so any ideas what you want to do when you leave school?
I want to become an actor.
Brilliant. An actor?
Yeah.
Serious actor? Comic actor?
Serious.
What sort of stuff are you doing at the moment?
I'm trying to go in for White Strollers, I am.
Okay. White Strollers, brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually got, I don't know if you've heard of him, but Kevin Wilson is a big boss actor that does a show for us. Have you heard of Kevin?
No.
No? Oh, that will damage his confidence. he's not here until Friday, but we could have introduced you and you could have teamed up with, I forget the group of people that he's in. It's the Apollo. The Apollo peeps, I think he's a member of. Anyway, so that's what you want to do. So how long have you been into acting?
Ever since I was little.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So are you working on anything at the moment?
No, not at the minute, no.
No, well, why not? You should get yourself out there.
I'm doing a Shakespeare thing with school, though.
You are?
Yeah, Shakespeare, yeah.
Oh, wow. I bet that's... Is that heavy? No, because you're, like, intelligent, aren't you? You said you was working on three languages?
Two now. I did do three, yeah.
But you gave up one?
Yeah.
Why did you give up one?
Because it was, like, I think it's just getting really complicated for beginners, and, like, I was just mixing up these languages and, like, saying the wrong stuff and, like, in the wrong lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you combat that, then? I mean, when you see people that have, learned 18 different languages, I'm guessing there must be, if we talk to them, people that have, you know, slightly older than you and have come through X amount of languages, they're probably only learning a few at a time, aren't they?
Yeah.
So maybe three's too many.
Yeah.
So what are you doing now?
I'm doing French and Italian.
French and Italian?
Yeah.
Wow, we did French at school for a period of time. Never touched Italian, but I went to Italy about 6 months ago and learnt about three words. Can you say good morning in Italian?
No.
No?
No.
You just had a go at one of your colleagues for not being able to remember. Was it Buenos Dias? Good morning.
Buenos Dias, which is Spanish.
Well, can you say good morning in French?
No.
Is that because you're on the spot? It's gone.
Probably, yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, probably.
See how difficult it is.
Yeah.
But then I suppose you're at the right age where you're sucking up information and being able to store it. Someone like me, I couldn't. You know, yes, no, hello, goodbye. That's about it. I could learn that in Italian, perhaps French. He's laughing his socks off. We're going to bring him in a mo. All right, he's gone grey. Have you noticed how he's gone grey? He's only 12.
Oh,
he's got grey hair, look. So that's what you want to do. You want to go into acting and stuff?
Yes.
What other hobbies do you have?
I like photography.
All right. So is there, when you say you like photography, have you got like a proper camera or are you doing stuff on your phone?
I have a proper camera,
Okay. All right, and have you got, like, anywhere, you know, just say, for instance, if you're taking a load of pictures,
mm-hmm.
is there something like a Facebook page or a website that you've got all these magical photos?
Yeah, I do. I have it on Instagram and a Wix website.
Oh, you have your own website?
Yes.
Do you want to give it a plug? Do you want other people to have a look?
TLF.photography.
TLF?
Yeah.
.photography?
Yes.
All right, and that's a Wix. And you've built that yourself?
Yes.
You maintain it yourself?
Yes.
Wow, you're like already on, you know, two steps to working as a web developer then. So how often do you have to work on that?
Not so often because I have it, like, under control. So I don't really need to do much to it. I just need to, like, upload photos that I've taken.
Right, okay. Because you're going to learn more or less the same thing here. We have a thing called Audio Boom. So everything that we do, like this is now being recorded, mm-hmm. this will be edited and loaded up to Audio Boom. And you've already worked on the web page, which go live later on.
Yeah.
So you update Audio Boom, which in turn will update the website. So I'm guessing that's how your site works.
Yeah.
You just update photos and they just appear magically on the website.
Yes.
How brilliant is that?
Yes.
Okay, well, good luck with that. We're going to chat some more in a wee while. We're also going to do a lunchtime social debate,
okay.
Probably today, tomorrow, and Thursday as well. What would be your ideal subject to chat about?
I don't know.
Hang on, you did mention something, didn't you?
I think it was, like, should teenagers have a job, like, during school times?
Ah, yeah, that's a good topic. I like that. Because obviously, you know, because health and safety has gone crazy, you know, I was working age 15 in an ice cream factory, and I'm not sure whether in today's world I would get away with working in an ice cream factory age 15, which kind of penalises youngsters today. What sort of job would you do? Is it as a you know, Saturday job or a summer job? What would you like?
Probably working in a cafe or something.
That's doable, as long as you're not washing up. I think it's because would you believe it? It's a dangerous situation in a cafe.
How? Like, but if you trip over or something.
Sure. But yeah. I think it's something to do with hot water. You have to have a special sink or something, or it's away from certain areas. I'd have to look into it. But my son, age 15, he was working in a cafe, going around and picking up plates and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's available to you. So maybe you should go out and put yourself about and say, hey, look, I want a job. We'll do that later. Maybe make a promo.